The Ghana Conformity Assessment Program, GCAP, and its requirement of Certificate of Conformity, which is scheduled to be implemented by the Ghana Standards Authority from October 1 this year, has been suspended for further consultations. This was the outcome of a crunch meeting organized by the Ghana Standards Authority and the Parliamentary Select Committee on Trade and Industry to engage stakeholders in trade and industry in Ghana. We bring you a Newsdesk report.
The meeting was attended by the Ghana Union of Traders Association, Food and Beverages Association of Ghana, Spare Parts Dealers Association, Automobile Dealers Association, and the Ghana Electrical Dealers Association at Parliament House. President of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, George Ofori, who spoke to newsmen after the closed-door meeting, said the implementation of GCAP would be inimical to trade in the country. He said destination inspection companies such as Société Générale Surveillance and other mandated bodies have replaced pre-shipping years ago, and therefore reintroducing pre-shipping inspection would duplicate the work of the existing system. He said there have been new tariffs that were introduced by the Food and Drugs Authority that were granted by the Finance and Trade Select Committee of Parliament without consultation with the stakeholders. The GSA has been tasked to hold more consultations to ensure that the repercussions of the implementation of GCAP are not inimical to trade and industry.
A Newsdesk report.